I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies. The cords of death entangled me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The snares of death confronted me. And in my distress I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help, and from his temple he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears. The earth trembled and quaked, and the foundations of the mountains shook. They trembled because he was angry, and smoke rose from his nostrils. Consuming fire came from his mouth. Burning coals blazed out of it. He parted the heavens and came down. Dark clouds were under his feet. He mounted the cherubim and flew. He soared on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him, the dark rain clouds of the sky. And out of the brightness of his presence, clouds advanced with hailstones and bolts of lightning. The Lord thundered from heaven. The voice of the Most High resounded. He shot his arrows and scattered the enemies, great bolts of lightning, and routed them. The valleys of the sea were exposed, and the foundations of the earth laid bare at your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of breath from your nostrils. He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. And he brought me into a spacious place, and he rescued me because he delighted in me. Psalm 18, 1-19. A psalm of thanksgiving for a life blessed by the Lord. A lifetime of deliverance from enemies both within and without. A remembrance of rescue in the darkest of times. A picture of hope when the depths swallowed him. And the hand of God reached down, stretched open the jaws of the enemy, and pulled David to safety. David, at the time of writing this psalm, was nearing the end of his life, and thus the remembrance of the journey through the valley of the shadow of death, and the faithfulness of the Lord, and of his authority. For not even the bowels of the earth and the depths of their confines can hold that which has been held and blessed by the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And you anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Psalm 23:1-5. We have looked in the past at the meaning of the calling, of calling the Lord my shepherd. And we have looked at his meeting our needs and of being satisfied with what he has given to each of us, trusting him to know what is better for us than we can. And if there is something in your life that we cannot shake as Paul had, the thorn in his side that he spoke of, then we too will trust that he has meaning and a reason for not releasing that from us. We looked at how he has restored our soul, and if we will step back and follow instead of trying to lead, he will lead and guide us in his ways down paths of righteousness because he is who he is. He teaches us his ways. And his ways are always perfect. It is how our faith grows and our steadfastness becomes stronger through his word and the time of rest we enter into when we are with him. His faithfulness and holiness are what sustains all of creation. And he will not share that glory, nor will he surrender it to another. There is none who can compare to him. We looked at the present day's journey. The one that we embark on through the valley of the shadow of death. We have looked at our need for the Lord to sustain us, to rescue us daily for me, and that life is only obtained through the spilt blood of Jesus, the Lamb of God. We saw that here today on the earth is the valley of the shadow of death. It is found in looking through our spiritual eyes. There we encounter the prince of the air and all that comes with his reign of terror through his lies and deception. And so we recognize the sins of the world and we acknowledge that we do have a need for a savior and a shepherd who will lead us safely home where we have always meant to be. From Psalm 18, the Lord has dealt with me according to his righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he has rewarded me. To the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To the blameless, you show yourself blameless. To the pure, you show yourself pure. But to the crooked, you show yourself shrewd. You save the humble, but bring low those with haughty eyes. You can't have it both ways. Where you lead and the Lord is given co-leadership with you. You either trust him to be your shepherd who will lead you to the food, to the word of God, to the water, Jesus who is the living water of which you will never thirst again. He will lead you through the valley to the places of rest alongside the quiet waters. And he will restore your soul, revealing himself to you to see who he is and of his majesty and his authority to rule and to reign. But you must be willing to give him the lead. Let him make the changes needed within you and transform a broken, distant existence into a fruitful and blessed life. From Psalm 51, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. And from Psalm 23:5, Lord, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. I can take a deep breath. I can recline at the table as John did, resting in the Savior's arms. I can let go of the things of the world, and I can let myself be caught up in the Lord, my shepherd. He has everything under control. He will let those who seek to stray, stray. And he will let those who seek to provoke, to pursue, to persecute, do what their hearts desire. But it does not go unnoticed by him. And what is meant for evil by their abuses, he will bring good out of. And in the end, they too will come before him and give an account to him. Sometimes for us today, it is so hard to understand with what we know, how such evil exists in the world. But that is the picture of the hatred for God that has filled the hearts of men as they follow in the ways of their father, the devil. And the reason that so many are afraid to submit to the Lord is because control has become a drug for them. And they can no longer get a fix on the simpler things in life. But now the battle is over life itself. How do you combat this mindset of the enemies of God and of creation? Is it through the fullness that has been showered upon you? Is it through being able to recognize the signs of the times and to hear the warnings being given by the watchmen on the walls and in the towers? Is it by asking for courage and boldness to speak the truth and by praying with others? Let's stop just using the phrase, I'm praying for you, or lifting you up in prayer, I will pray for you. But let's pray right now, right here, so that they can hear that we do believe what we claim to believe. Let us remind them and show them that the hope that we claim to hold on to is real, that we believe that our relationship with the Lord is what sustains us and that he meets our every need and that he will meet them where they are also. Let us show them that our cup overflows, that even in these dark times, that we know what we believe and who we believe in, the way, the truth, and the life. And that when they hear within them a still small voice reminding them that heaven is where they are meant to be, that there really is a better place when we leave this body, let us proclaim to them that there is only one way to get there, and it is through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. For there is no other name under heaven by which we must be saved, that we can be saved by. It is the cup of salvation from which we have drunk from that gives life and in abundance overflow so that many others know of its saving grace and peace and power. I would invite you to come hear God's word and prepare your hearts for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come and give of yourself as the Lord himself gave, so that we who are in him may know life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me, Jesus tells us. You know in your gut, in the depths of your soul, where you are to go. Will you embark upon the journey you are called to make to get there? It is a question that you must answer truthfully to God and to yourself.